It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. Hey friends, we are in Mosiah chapter 8 today, as King Limhi just spent some inspiring time talking to us about putting our trust in God. We get into chapter 8 right here, where King Limhi basically says, Ammon, will you just take a couple minutes and will you explain a little bit about what's been going on in Zarahemla? So verse number 2, he caused that Ammon should stand up before the multitude, rehearse unto them all that had happened unto their brethren from the time that Zenith went up out of the land, even to the time that he himself came up out of the land. And I love verse number 3. I think this is such a cool little thing here. He also rehearsed unto them the last words that King Benjamin had taught them. I love how one of the first things he does is he wants to make sure they understand who King Benjamin is. Again, can't say enough about how awesome Benjamin is. Explained them to the people of Limhi so that they might understand all the words which he spake. So I wonder if Ammon weaved in a lot of what King Benjamin had taught, so he wanted to make sure that they understood about them. I love that. Now after Ammon did this, King Limhi dismisses the multitude, sends them back to their houses, and he and Ammon are just sitting talking. Verse 5 came to pass, he caused that the plates which contain the record of his people from the time they left the land of Zarahemla should be brought before Ammon. I love how these people are keeping records. This is so important. I can't overstress how the Book of Mormon teaches the importance of record keeping. Verse 6, Ammon had read the record. The king inquired of him to know if he could interpret languages. And Ammon said, I can't. Verse number 7, now here's where we get into some cool stuff. A few years back, being grieved for the afflictions of my people, I caused that 43 of my people should take a journey into the wilderness that they might find the land of Zarahemla, that we might appeal to our brethren to deliver us out of bondage. So he's like, we ourselves took a bunch of people out there. They overshot and they got lost and ended up finding an old civilization filled with the bones of men and of beasts and covered with ruins of buildings of every kind, and discovered a land which had been peopled with a people who were as numerous as the hosts of Israel. And for a testimony that these things which they had said are true, they have brought 24 plates which are filled with engravings, and they are of pure gold. And they have breastplates which are large, brass and of copper, perfectly sound. So these things are still in great shape. They brought with them swords that had been cankered with rust. So Limhi says to Ammon, there's no one in the land that is able to interpret the language or the engravings that are on the plates. Therefore, I said unto thee, canst thou translate? You go down to the bottom of verse 12. He's like, I am desirous to know the cause of their destruction. I want to know what happened to these people, especially being a leader. I want to know, maybe I can learn from these people of how I can help my people out. And Ammon is just like, look, I can't translate, but I know a guy. It's always good to know a guy, right? He said, back in Zarahemla, there is a gentleman by the name of King Mosiah, and he is one who has the abilities to translate. Now, spoiler alert, they end up finding out that this is the civilization called the Jaredites, and they end up learning so much about them, which we end up with over in the Book of Ether. But this guy that Ammon knows, he goes, I can assuredly tell thee, O king, of a man who can translate these records, this guy that Ammon knows. For he has wherewith that he can look and translate all records that are of ancient date, and it is a gift from God. Now, the end of that verse, it says he's got interpreters that he looks at, and this helps him. The same is called a seer. And behold, the king of the people who are in the land of Zarahemla is the man that is commanded to do these things and who has this high gift from God. And so Limhi then says, whoa, a seer is greater than a prophet. And Ammon said, a seer is a revelator and a prophet also. And the gift which is greater can no man have except he should possess the power of God, which no man can. Yet a man may have great power given from God, but a seer. Now here's the cool thing. A seer can know of things which are past, also of things which are to come, and by them shall all things be revealed, or rather, shall secret things be made manifest, hidden things shall come to light, and things which are not known shall be made known by them, and also things shall be made known by them which otherwise could not be known. Thus, God hath provided means that a man, through faith, might work mighty miracles. Therefore, he becometh, and I love this statement, a great benefit to his fellow beings. So if you have access access to a seer, and that seer is among you, that seer becomes a great benefit to his fellow beings. Now, I can testify to you 100% that we are led today by a prophet, seer, and revelator named Russell M. Nelson. I love President Nelson. There are so many examples of where President Nelson has been able to see things that are not known to us. He is able to prophesy about things. Now, one of the coolest examples of that, many of you are familiar with this, and if you haven't read this talk, I would totally recommend it. BYU Hawaii Devotional, Sherry Dew, November 2022, where she talks about how prophets can see around corners. Little clip right here that helps explain that. So go ahead and watch this.
With permission from President Russell M. Nelson and Elder Brent H. Nielsen of the 70, I relate an instructive experience. In 2014, then Elder Russell M. Nelson chaired the Missionary Executive Council, or the MEC. One day in the MEC, Elder Nelson held up his smartphone and he said, "We need to put a smartphone into the hands of every missionary." You can imagine the discussion that ensued about all the challenges missionaries with smartphones would create. But in time, the MEC began allowing missionaries in a few test missions to carry smartphones or iPads. Every problem the MEC predicted happened, every one. But Elder Nelson never wavered in his conviction that missionaries could be taught to use the internet righteously and that they should have smartphones. The test continued, and over the next few years, more and more missionaries received phones. Now, fast forward to January of 2020. That month, President Russell M. Nelson, now president of the church, authorized every missionary worldwide to have a smartphone. Then, just 3 weeks later, the pandemic shut down the world, and proselyting as we knew it stopped. Elder Brent H. Nielsen, then executive director of the missionary department, was initially concerned that baptisms might drop to nearly zero, but they didn't. Inspired missionaries, and it might have been some of you, working from their apartments, found and baptized 125,000 people in 2020, the pandemic year, largely because they had smartphones. Says Elder Brent H. Nielsen, "I quickly learned that the Lord had prepared us for this day. Prophets can see around corners." Close quote.
Again, here are multiple examples of seers being able to see secret things, hidden things, and things which are not known. In this same talk, Sister Dew said, "Prophets make us smarter than any other leaders or influencers on earth. Prophets help us see dangers we cannot yet see, and I love this part, opportunities we can't even imagine." Again, I can testify to you that we are led today by a seer, and as we follow him and as we trust him and trust that he can see around corners, he is going to be such a benefit to his fellow beings. We need to tell people about that message, and we need to share that with others. So I'm grateful for Sister Dew's message. I am grateful for the message that's here in Mosiah chapter 8 that teaches me the value of having a seer and how he is such a great benefit to me. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.